Tommy told me about a sponsor that said, boys, listen, I know he's on my favourite rugby, like, he's talk rugby league, he's on my favourite. Let me send you out some food, lad. You need to get looked after. We got all this tum and chicken and chips and look at this burger. Come see this burger. I'm so zoomed out, but it's all right. You're going to get the league lads camera soon, but look at this burger. Because what do I even do with this? Guess what I'm going to do with it? I'm
going to drop it, bro.
You like ASMR?
ASMR.
Go on, eat it into the microphone. Show them how succulent this chicken is. A succulent chicken meal, bro.
Wow, bro.
A succulent Chinese... What's the crime here?
What is the crime?
A succulent chicken tender?
I should have an upload.
What?
I still haven't uploaded.
What?
Oh, yeah, it's not easy. I still haven't uploaded the Corey Horsburgh clip of Winston saying, how would we announce what Corey Horsburgh?
Lionel Messi, that.
Bro.
Wallah, I just had a burger.
But that sauce is not normal. Like, it's not normal. And I don't even like chili. Like, it's a bit spicy, but I don't even like spicy.
Well, that whatever you put on that burger was cracked, bro.
Yeah.
I think you had a Nashville hot burger.
No.
I'm really good with spicy and nothing ever puts a dent in me, but that actually has some kick to it, lad.
You have a dent. I don't know why I said that, but you have a dent.
Because I need the sand soap to get, that's how strong the chili is.
The one always in the door stream of Lebo's. Lebo Traders always having their door stream. Yeah, have this special soap. It's got rocks and shit.
Yeah, I need that right now. The chili is that strong. It's all over my hands.
Try things.
Bruh, I try things all the time.
I'll eat it myself.
I'm not a chili man.
I'm not chili.
I'm a white boy. You gotta remember, easy. I'm the whitest boy here.
Yeah, but look, you've been hanging out
with me. Are you chicken tendies? Bruh, they make me feel things.
Oh, Maron, what are you doing? Hey, like, comment, subscribe, share. Do everything you gotta do, man. It goes a long way, trust me. You like my shirt? Get straight into the episode. Woo, I had some chicken into us. I got some zhezh in that. A bit of thorn, a bit of tenders, a bit of sauce. I'm ready to go, bro. Here you go, boys. Flexi, where's my hoodie? Can I get my child hoodie, please? I'm a bit cold, innit? Oh, yeah. Thanks, mate.
I feel like I'm getting an STD just from breathing in the air, cuz.
What a lapsy, cuz.
What a lapsy.
What a lapsy, cuz.
You know what a lapsy is? Not flaxy.
I don't know what that is. I'm just going to...
bro. Yeah, like, you want to explain to me what a lapsy is,
lapsy,
bro?
Means, like, what a shirt. Like, lapsy means what a outfit. But, like, when he says it...
Are you saying I'm not fancy, bro?
Yeah,
he's wearing child, I'm cuz. Saying exactly that.
She's fancy.
I'm saying what a lapsy.
I ripped the tag off, cuz. Like, we don't have to return him. We gave him to us.
I said, what? This is the first time Flax has ever been a lapsy, cuz.
Yeah.
Because he got a hoodie.
What do you mean?
Nah,
what do you mean, bro?
My engagement, bro.
Exactly.
Yeah, bro. He was that.
Class,
yeah,
bro.
True. He was in red. I was in blue. He was in red. We were looking like...
Mate, we
were police like sirens. Police sirens, bro.
Mate, we were like... Woo, woo, woo.
Hey, that was gun, bro. I like. Everyone made me happy that night, bro. Love you all, boys. Anyway, listen. We got to talk about rugby. League lads, how you going, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls? Welcome back for another episode of League Lads. I think this is episode 25 or 26.
25 it would
25
be.
Of the season, lad.
That's a quarter, what, man?
Wow, bro.
Quarter.
Fred doesn't want to be here, guys. He does not want to be here at all.
Well, I'm just Bizzo. I've got Bizzo only, lad.
Bizzo only, huh? I'll put me as your reference, cuz. I'll sort you out.
Bizzo. What?
Put me as your reference, bro. I'll sort you out.
Cuz I was thinking of putting him as my reference, but not anymore.
Why?
I'll look I just don't you. Trust you, bro.
Our best guy hey, ever. Makes like, TikToks he knows all day.
Like, he knows like 13 words as well, bro. So
watches.
Hey, Mems, he actually underestimates me, bro. He thinks I'm like not intelligent.
Do I underestimate you, Mems?
You're not English.
Really? I'm sorry, bro. I don't mean
nah, it's all right. It's all good, brother. It's all good. Sorry, it's all good. I'm like Noah Lyles. What's his name? Noah Lyles.
Oh, don't even.
Win the gold medal. And the Mems have to learn his lesson slowly.
World champions are what?
What?
United States?
I understand him 5 or 6 times, but he was right every single time.
Okay. I say I've never had that experience yet.
But it's alright, boys. I love you all. You can understand me. You can swear at me.
Listen, I overestimated you.
Right? I can't win.
You should have seen how much he sold this, and he was right.
Yeah, that's my dog. Boys, let's get into it, bro. It's another episode of League Lads. We just had some chicken. Shout out to our sponsor, Charred Chicken. We're going to give them our try of the week very, very soon. But that chicken went off, lad. You will see us eating it before. We got our shirts on and everything. You know what I mean? It's going
you
off.
You want some chicken, lad?
Charred chicken, lad. We got some chicken.
Bro, we got to keep that alive forever.
Yeah, that's got to keep going. Flexi, how you going? Freddie, how you going? Boys, we're doing good?
Mate, had a good week. Busy week.
Yeah, he had a good week.
They got belted.
They got belted. Hey, hey. They lost by 2 points. They got belted.
Belted. Nah, the ref was pretty whack. I'm not gonna lie. If we know what else? Finals football, baby.
Let's go, baby. Let's go, baby. You know what's happening. I got my Dockers jersey on under this, you know what I mean? Uncle Tazy as well. Shout out to Uncle
Slippy Tazy.
Slippy Tazy. Slippy Tazy. Yes. Hey, they're in the eight as well, bro.
Yeah, I know. Oh, wait, wait. Not round one. Round one finals, cuz. Did they clap these hands?
Boys, we have to actually do content. There you go, and tell you, I love you. There's some food there. The boys from Chart sent us some food, so go hard.
Well, we, all our Premier League teams won as well.
Yeah, ooh. Except for Flexies.
Yeah, but he didn't go for West Ham then. He didn't go for West Ham then.
I'm forever blowing bubbles.
Go watch Great Show.
Yeah, yeah, watch that.
Yeah, you have to, cuz. Yeah. Now you have
I have to watch that too, but now you have to watch that. Boys, let's get into the Rugby League. First things first, you know, we always do the Bulldogs. Dogs versus Dolphins. Give us your
What did I say all year?
Give us your like.
I had to wait 24 rounds. 24 rounds for
fraud alert to be
like.
Cause on.
I don't think I've ever like. Cause I don't think I've ever been more right about anything in my life than the Dolphins missing the. I said the Dolphins would miss the eight when they were like first in round 10, and now it's looking likely, bro. They are. They are not shit.
They're not shit. Just, they gave us a hard time.
They're just no. They didn't. They never gave us a hard time. But you know what they are? Mid.
Mid.
They just mean.
No, but they had to beat to the like they had to. I don't know to score against.
Wallah, we were. I swear to God, we were in third gear after the first half.
Oh yeah,
like they got an intercept try. They got close a few times because their most dangerous player was fucking Pangai.
Yeah, and listen, like
it was. I was shitting, but luckily he forgot his hands at home.
Yeah, yeah, that's our boy. He still plays for us. Shout out to him. Last week, Fatala Marino, when we played the Dragons, Fatala Marino was playing for us. Yeah. And then who did we play last week?
Because Fatala Marino, I'm gonna be honest, man. Fatala Marino played better for like his best game for us ever was last week. He played for us for 7 years, bro.
Ben Hunt gave us a try assist. What a, Cole Flanagan.
As soon as Luciano Leilua, who's their best player, because they took him off for Fatala Marino, I was like, thank God.
We're in, boys.
Yeah.
Nah, but for me, I was watching the Dogs and Dolphins game, and I was just like, I just can this be over already? Like, just give us the 2 points. Like, no cockiness, but it's just like, they're just annoying team. Like, just get away, but they wouldn't go to the end.
You know what was annoying when we're playing a home game? It just annoys me that we're playing a home game in Queensland against a team in Queensland.
Yeah, I had to explain it to everyone. Like,
this is an away game for them, cuz. You know what I mean? And bullshit. It's 50-50 at best. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they had most.
It looked like everybody there was having fun and they barely get any fun there.
That's what I mean.
They can remember because they're in Bundaberg. I'm assuming everybody's pissed drunk there 24/7.
No, but like, it's good that the game does this. It goes to places like that. I think they go to Dubbo sometimes as well. Like, they bring the game to other places and it's good, bro. Straight out. Like, I like that. But for us to still have our home record good, I'm just very happy about that.
Two more games left, bro.
Two more games, bro.
And they're two hard ones.
They are tough. Three more games, actually, or two more home games. That game, bro, for me, who stood out for you in the Dogs Dolphins game?
For me...
Pangai stood out. Honestly, he had a good game.
No, for the Dolphins, he actually played well because he was the only forward on that team that was actually looking dangerous and bending the line and shit. Like, he just couldn't get his hands right. Like, the amount of offloads that were this close to being a try. Yeah. Like, if they won that game, it would have been because of
his, Pangai's.
Yeah, I honestly think I was happy when he went off because I was shitting it. I was so worried about him, and Curran had hurt his shoulder and stuff and everything. So I'm like, damn, he's gonna run a mark if he comes off, you know. My standout was Matt Burden. I think, you know, two try assists. He was
when
we started going left in that second half, bro. We were killing
using kick out. We started using kick out more.
They weren't going left in the first half. They were going right and right. And like, why would you? I know Critter's on that side, but man, like voluntarily attacking one of the best centers defensively in the comp in Herbie Farnworth ain't it for me? When you could just hit Averillo's side over and over and. Once we started doing that, it really started to open up, and Matt was just kicking the ball again. Okay, where he's... Oh, yeah, sorry.
It's all right.
But this is just, man, just let it go. A bleep button, bro.
Just let it
Matt,
go.
Mate, we could have a big red bleep button right here, and you would still miss it.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, we'll invest in one, and we'll see how we go.
Yeah. Anyways.
Averillo.
Anyways.
He scored a try, which hurt me a little bit, because I was like, it had to be you.
Yeah, why you?
I'm happy it wasn't Pango because I would have actually got dirty.
Yeah, I
would have been so pissed. That mid player scores a try.
But, yeah, Matt, was his kicking game, his running game, he was the man. Like, when he got the ball, he looked like he was going to do something with it every time. He put up that wonky bomb that Isako dropped. Yeah. And, you know, we had I think, a couple sets where we only made, like, 18, 19, 20 meters.
Yeah, they had us stuck on our line, bro.
And then he gets us out of trouble. You know what I mean? And he's just such an asset to have. And his influence and impact on the game is so massive. You can't look at a stat sheet and measure his value. Yeah, and a lot of people do that. And they say, he's only got, like, 9 try assists. And like, that's not how you rate Matt Burden. Because he's like... His kicking is so valuable. His presence is so valuable.
His aura. He's got a good aura around him.
He makes so many half breaks, bro. Like, and I've really been liking what I've been seeing from him. He's just getting better every
game.
That's
what we wanted from
him. The team is getting better every game.
But that's what we wanted from Matty, from Burden. Just take the line on, because, bro, we know what he can cause. When he goes for that line and a hand goes through, someone's there to go, bro.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty good for us.
And Bronson, man. Again, Bronson, Sherry is, and Karaz, they're just... Like, Bronson Sherry's getting better every single game.
Who would have thought, Bronson Sherry... I want to talk about Bronson a bit, because last year when we signed him, everyone started saying things. Like, even myself, I really had doubts in him. I'm like, oh, is he going to be good? Like, how is he going to be? Like, I'm worried that, are we going to bring this type of person to the club? And, like, what's he going to be like? And then, bro, he just hard work, put his head down. You know, obviously, we all know what happened with him before. He put his head down, and he's just working hard with the team. He's doing the one percenters. He's scoring the tries. He's, like... He's just been good from the start of the season, bro. Yeah, I think it took a game or two for him to adjust, because he hasn't played actual game time footy. Live footy is different, bro. When you're playing the actual game, it's a completely different ball game.
Well, no, his first game was the game of the Roosters game, and he hasn't looked back ever since, man. Never. And he's been super reliable. His carries out of his hour and a half have been really good. And now
there's other players that can take his spot. Like, we have some good centers and wingers that can play in his position, but... He's cemented this spot, bro.
Yeah, and he's 23, bro. He was always worth the risk, in my opinion. And now there's a lot of talk that he's willing to repay us for showing faith in him by taking a good deal, you know, to help the team. And I can only respect that if that's the case.
100%.
But he has just been very valuable for us. And defensively, he's getting better and better. I know he's had a couple suspect moments, but overall, he is a good defender, because... He gets a lot of traffic. He's going his way, and we're the best defense in the comp right now.
That's literally my next point, bro. It's crazy. Who would have said last year we'd be the best defensive team in the comp above Penrith? Like, that's even if we're below or whatever it is, above or below Penrith, even if we're in the same conversation as Penrith defensively, I don't think people understand how good Penrith are defensively, bro. Like, last season and the past few seasons. That's what I liked about Penrith the most. Like, I know there's Cleary and Luai and this and that, but, like, Leora, Fisher-Harris, like, the boys off kick chasers, just chasing the ball down, defending, keeping the line, not conceding that many points. For us to even be in conversation, like, in the same talk as that, is insane. Again, you got to credit Seraldo. Again, you got to credit the whole team, the trainers. What's the trainer name?
Travis Tuma.
Like, he probably caught a lot of stick last year because Kikau was getting injured and all these players were getting injured in training. But they're just conditioning them to become... defensive monster.
And that's what we are now.
Yeah, and even I heard Billy Slater talking. Sorry, Fred. I heard Billy Slater talking. And he's like, I don't think they have the attack to win a grand final. But their defense, like, you can't even write it off anymore. So, like, it probably began, the Bulldogs' progress began as, like, they'll fall off. It's just the Bulldogs. Like, they're just fluky wins. A lot of Dragons fans we know were telling us, relax, bro, you beat Gold Coast at the start
we
of the
beat
season.
Penrith.
Like, relax, 80. You beat Roosters with, like, 11 men, whatever it is. Yeah, and fine, they're all valid points. But, like, and I don't
think they consider their win against Penrith legitimate, but even though there was, like,
I'm not going to get into them, but I'm talking about the actual Bulldogs, where they are. Like, it started off as a joke. Like, I was like, yeah, fluke, haha. Even us, we didn't believe, because you know how it is. You had your walls up.
I still have my walls up.
You still have your walls up.
And you guys were winning, and it was the most cynical thing, just watching you guys win. Like, oh, we're still this is just luck, bro.
Yeah, because that's how we feel. And then we started to understand it. Then rival fans are like, nah, this, that. And then you got Billy Slater coming out. Like, as much as we take the piss out of Billy Slater, he's an icon of the game, bro. He knows what he's talking about.
He's still Billy Slater, a good coach.
Yeah. He's still Joe Biden. Billy Slater's like, the attack, maybe you can write him off, but in the defense is not.
He said we don't have the individual talent. Yeah. Like, you look at the lineup and you're like, especially in the spine, you're like, these guys, you know? But. Like, compared to the other spines that we have to verse and stuff, but it's just the toughness and the grit. Like, they're playing like a dogs of war team. We don't have the forward pack. We don't have the forward pack like the Dogs of War.
That's what's scary. Imagine we go and get a forward
pack. That's what I'm saying. Like, that's why I, like, when people ask me, you know, we're going to win it this year, I'm a bit hesitant, obviously, for many reasons. But the big one is we have to versus Penrith's forward pack in the finals. Has got to another level.
Yes.
Roosters' forward pack is just ginormous, like left, right, and centre. I think Melbourne's forward pack is one that's actually a battle that is going to be close. I think the three forward packs I look at.
Sharks.
If we have to versus Sharks, Manly.
Roosters,
Penrith, I'm a bit worried about.
Of course.
But Penrith, they did hold their own. They did a very good job against Penrith. But, like.
It's crucial. Yeah,
Roosters, that second game, struggled a bit. Struggled a bit. But then again, we were. Curran had his worst game of his career that game. Yeah, and we were missing Crichton and had a hard pairing of Drew Hutchison and Toby Sexton. But, yeah, I feel like there's still a lot of room for us to grow. When we get Max King back, all right, we don't know if Curran's actually playing. And
yeah.
That's what I'm a bit worried about this week. Warriors have a massive forward pack. They got a full team now.
Warriours are literally...
Well, I'm scared
this is their game, yeah. Like let's talk about the Bulldogs and the Warriors. Preview it now quickly. The Warriors have actually changed the stadium name to Sean Johnson home ground or something like
that. Sean Johnson Stadium.
Sean Johnson Stadium, which I absolutely love. Now, why the hell does it have to be when we verse them?
We actually verse the Warriors at the worst times.
At the worst times.
Like, historically, the worst times.
Yeah, right?
There's changed. One instance that I'm not going to mention, but I'm like, cuz, why? Why why then?
Yeah.
Why are we versing them round one at that time?
Yeah. We won't get into that, but...
But, yeah.
Like, but for us to verse them at that time, Sean Johnson Stadium, which I absolutely love straight up.
Ah, that's hectic.
Because that's mad. Like, wallah.
Wallah, let them win, bro.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, if we're locked in for the finals, all good.
We are,
yeah? That's it. Like, all good. It doesn't matter if we finish fifth or seventh. We're in the finals. It's the same shit, really. I think six gets home advantage, right? Fifth and sixth? Yeah. And seven and eight don't.
So it's first, second, fifth and sixth. Second,
yeah, and then sixth versus seventh, fifth versus eighth, yeah? Right.
Yeah. So wallah, I would like to win the game, but I don't. I think they're just going to be very G'd up, and especially after what happened last time.
Especially their crowd, bro.
They've got everyone back. They got Pompey and Metcalf and Montoya and, like, they got everyone but Bunty.
That means that there's a possibility for us to win, boys.
Yeah, that means they're showing mercy.
Yeah, that means they're giving up.
Wallah, bro, just play Bunty for this game, man.
Yeah, like, listen, like, just...
But there's something about this team that whenever I think they're going to get belted... Well, are they just coming show up?
Nah, listen, I don't think the Bulldogs will get belted, and I don't think the Warriors will get belted. I think it's going to be a classic game, bro. I'm very, very excited for it. Sad to see Sean Johnson, you know, like, this is his last game of the season, home game of his career, you know what I mean? So they're gonna turn up, the Wild fans, you know them with their signs, you know how passionate they are with the way they celebrate and the way they cheer their team on. So I'm expecting a good game.
That's going to be mad.
If we lose, I'm not upset. Because we're in the finals, but if we win, I'm very
well. Like, if we lose, I'm happy because Harun, bro, Warriors fans, you know, this season.
And this is a big test for us, wallah, it is. Because this could be like a finals game. You're going to a game where the crowd is going to be off their nut, lad. They're going to be so passionate, so G'd up. If you're playing away somewhere, the boys might get rattled. I don't know, you know what I mean?
Wallah, if Curran is injured, I don't know how we win. Yeah. There's no way. They were playing like salmon at prop, bro, I swear.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Because if they do that again, bro, we're going to get nicked.
We're going to get screwed.
But because, like, I want to see Lipoy start at prop or something like that. I really like Hopoy. Hopoy.
I think he will, bro. I think if Curran's given the rest, like, given the week off for his injury.
But Max King might be back because he's still due back in a week, but maybe they rush him. I wouldn't rush him personally. But I don't want to. Because if we lose this game, I don't want it to fizzle out the momentum.
I don't think it will straight up. I think, like, I feel like we're very, like, even if we lost to the Cowboys and we're like,
okay. Then we got Manly, and Manly's going to be tough. And then we got the Cowboys, and the Cowboys are going to be tough. And voila, there's a genuine possibility we're going into the finals, lost three games in a row. Three losses in a row, you know?
Yeah, I think there's all your wars coming up. Boys, get into Char Try of the Week. We just had some Char Chicken. I already told you this before. What's your Char Try of the Week? I got a Char Moment of the Week.
Give me your Char Moment of the Week.
My Char Moment of the Week is celebrating Fox. I'm celebrating him. I'm like, yeah. These Dolphins, fins up, baby. And then the hammer just comes out of nowhere and just says, brother, where are you going? And just takes out a car. Even Fox is like, hey, man, what the hell? I might be losing my legs a little bit, bro. That's my moment of the week.
I got a moment of the week too,
Go
bro.
On.
when the referee called the forward pass against the South Sydney in the last second of the game, and fucking Ben Horny Hornby,
ooh, he's celebrating
in the thing, and then they get called back, and then all these South fans are crying like they got robbed. Because one of there was a 2 meter forward pass to Tane Milne. Like 10 seconds before that.
How's Tane Milne still playing? Like, how is
he? He's actually good. Like, I need you to understand this. Maybe there was like after the hog situation, yeah? I was glazing him the week after because he was finally passing. But genuinely, Tane Milne is doing good. Like, he's a backup, cuz at the end of the day. And he's having to play 25.
No, that's not my question. My question is, how is he not suspended? The guy's doing something every single week.
I know.
Like, how's he, like, isn't he on suspension?
Well, he set up a try, cuz I'm like, watch, you never know what you're gonna. He's got to be.
His Rapana's cold.
Tane Milne has to be one of the most entertaining players to watch in the league, because you literally don't know what's gonna happen next, cuz. It's like everything, it's like right before a plot twist, cuz. It's like I'm watching Shutter Island.
And then boom.
Every 2 seconds, there's a plot twist and there's a big one. Like cuz, I don't know what I'm gonna get. Because he's doing behind the back passes and through the leg passes.
He's gonna get sent
and
off.
He's making a run with. He breaks four tackles. You know, he's leading the league in offloads per game. Yeah, I'm not even kidding.
Tane Milne is SK of the week. Well,
Tane Milne is leading the league in offloads, cuz.
That's hectic.
And all the South fans do is complain about him. He's playing next to a child every week.
Yeah, it's not easy for him.
Cuz, I'm just waiting for the one day, cuz, there's going to be a coach that comes through and realizes he's actually a forward. Because he plays forward for Fiji. He makes 190 metres a game, cuz.
He's actually been good in the back.
Bro, he's a machine in the forwards, cuz. It's just...
Wayne Bennett will put him there, bro, I reckon.
Because Wayne, he only plays in the backs because they have no other option. They have no backs.
But isn't he's not a centre, actually. He's not originally a centre.
No, like, he's a centre, but when he's played games for Fiji where they put him in the middle, cuz. And he's the best forward on the team. He's playing lock. So one day, I'm hoping that Wayne they realise... Maybe it's Wayne Bennett, but Wayne Bennett knows they have no centers and no wingers right now. Next season they get Tyrone Munro healthy and Campbell Graham healthy, maybe, but he's still probably going to play in the centers. But I'm telling you, man, one day someone will realize, like Joel Linton in center mid. Remember when they played Joel Linton center mid, he ends up being one of the best midfielders in the Premier League. Tane Milne is Joel Linton for South Sydney.
Yeah,
when you play him,
their midfielder is an actual striker, but he was that striker. The coach is like, let me put you in midfield. And he actually became...
We broke the transfer record. So we paid $45 million for pounds.
Did you pay for Joel Linton that much?
£45 million, cuz. We broke the transfer record. It wasn't even close to second.
Nah, you have to keep him.
Cuz, we broke the transfer record for him. He came to... He played striker. He scored like 10 goals in 90 games, which is horrendous. We had a game where we had no midfield. So the coach is like, I got to put someone in the midfield. You're 6'2". You can play midfield, surely. He legit up. Has played midfield every game since then.
Tane Milne is Joel Linton.
And he's Joel Linton because Joel Linton's got some screws loose. Tane Milne too, he's tough. I'm telling you, man. Play him at your play him and off the bench, prop or lock or something.
I still need your try of the week.
I don't have a try of the week. There weren't that many good tries this week. Okay, I'll go the one that Matt Burton set up for Bronson Sherry.
Because that
won me 325. Can I just say one thing?
This has
never happened ever in the history of my life. I won 4 bets in a row, cuz.
That's hectic.
I won 3 multis in a row and I put like $100 on Cole Felder score because I didn't know what was going to happen in the thing. I'm up, like, this is a historic run right now, bro, I'm on.
This is like...
So that was the third bet in a row when Sherry scored. I'm like, oh my God, what is happening, bro?
You just thought I'm probably going to be unlucky for the rest of the year now.
Well, I'm cooking right now, bro.
Love it, bro. Let's get into it.
But yeah, because the fact that they lost to the Tigers and that means the Tigers fans were happy... Because they haven't been able to win a game for 10 years, bro.
I'm very happy for the Tigers.
And Lockie Galvin played well. He said, my moment of the week because the Tigers won at Campbelltown. And I got a story.
I tipped them to win. I tipped the Tigers to win.
I think the Tigers too. But, you know, I lost my high school grand final at that ground, bro. So it stings every time I see a game. I get PTSD, bro.
We can't be going through that PTSD.
But
I want to put facts through some PTSD, bro.
It was a lot of fun to see the boys win.
Yeah, I'm very happy.
On your Tigers.
Up the Tigers. Good old bloody Tigers. All the fans are happy. They're like now...
It's between them and then Para.
Do you reckon they'll sell out that game?
Bro, yeah. the Spoon Bowl, bro. Yeah. How mad is that?
The Spoon Bowl. Everyone like get that. Your tickets. Like get everyone that goes to that
27,
game,
round 27. I think it's at Campbelltown.
Battle of the Wooden Spoon, lad. The Spoon Bowl.
How good is that? Bro, the Spoon
Bowl. Live exclusive at Campbelltown.
It's at Campbelltown, Friday the 6th of September. Get your tickets, bro.
Stop swearing, bro. You got to cut your swearing down.
Okay.
All right, listen, Flaxy. Let's get into some trauma. Hey, Flaxy,
you know, we won our game. You know who lost?
All right, listen. I'll be honest with you. I didn't watch this. Listen,
I don't care.
Listen, I didn't watch this game, right? I was too busy. I had a birthday to attend, right? So, I didn't watch the game. All I heard was the game.
Turned
100? No, I turned 120.
No, what age did they turn?
21.
Okay, then that makes sense.
Okay.
If it was like 70th, bro, I'm like, all right, what are we doing here, bro?
You gotta watch what's the game,
Melbourne?
You gotta
Melbourne Penrith, all right, that's game 21st is the only one, or 18th. All right, fair enough.
Listen, I only hurt if it's the Bulldogs, the game that I miss out. Anyway, I didn't watch the game. A lot of controversy after. Flaxy run me through this game. What happened?
Fucking robbed.
Oh!
Whoa.
We're robbed. Okay. No, we
won't. No.
I was at the game.
You were. I think you were.
I'm a part-time casual right now.
Was. So, no. Look, Penrith played well. Our defence in, I believe, the first half was pretty solid. There was calls that didn't go our way. And the ref... It felt like I was watching an Ashley Klein special. It wasn't Game of the Round. It was Ashley Klein's Game of the Round.
He's always got to be the star of the show. For f*** sake, Ashley. Come on, man. We don't come... Do you think Flaxy pays for the mega premium membership, Penrith membership, to watch you or to watch Penrith?
Mate, I wanted to see a good game. Like, look, everyone was hyping this up for Game of the Year. And all I wanted was to see, you know, my boys win. Didn't happen. And look, I don't want to be the one that makes excuses, you know, but I don't think we were the better team that day. But it didn't...
No, I think you were.
You think we were?
Yeah, I think if Nathan doesn't get hurt, we win.
But
the fact
we
that
gave
they
up.
Scored off an obstruction, which was an obstruction, and then the Warbrick try, the way he's batted it, no, I reckon I went forward.
And not only that, then, oh, that was it Warbrick's? No, it was...
Warbrick batted it for someone.
It was Elise Katoa's try.
Yeah, but Warbrick's bat.
Oh, yeah, he's batted it into Brian Toto, and then it's gone to the side, and Elise Katoa scored off it. That wasn't a try. That was a knock-on.
I don't know how that got given. I don't know how both of those got given.
There were a bunch of head highs that weren't called, and then one, especially with Nathan Cleary, got knocked in the head in the in-goal, wasn't called. People were saying that... What are your thoughts on the sin bin? Because I was told people going, oh, the sin bin was a joke.
The Nelson one?
Nelson sin bin.
Well, bro, from the angle that I see, Nelson's swinging arms old mate in the back of the head.
That's what I saw.
And then he hits Munster, but on the way to hitting Munster, he hits Dane Laurie.
Yeah.
And then, so he's taking out two birds with one. He got a collateral cuz. He got a collat from Quad, bro. You know when you get two kills with one bullet? That's basically what he got. Two birds with one stone, bro. He got a collat cuz.
Man, look, I know.
And I think, they know not to swing their arms cuz he's swinging his arm, bro. Yeah. At the end of the day, like, I've seen people get sin bin for less.
Yeah.
All right, the angle, if you had a better angle of it, people could... Take off their rose tinted glass or whatever. At the end of the day, cuz he's doming someone at the back of the head with his arm swinging. Yeah. That's always going to be a sin bin.
Yeah, and all I wanted to see was a good game between the first and second, bro.
I know.
And look, the refereeing in
it
that
was
game,
a good game, but
it was a good game. You know, high scoring, yes, but you know, both teams showed their flaws, which our defense and their defense have been putrid over the past few weeks.
You have a flaw. Tongo, bro.
Yeah.
That is your flaw.
I don't think
that guy got his money.
And that was your flaw last year. Like, when I said Broncos were going to win the grand final, I said they were going to target him. And
I remember you were
like
saying that.
And they did. That's why there was... Ezra Mem had three tries, cuz. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's all Tongo. Defensively, he's very
like,
weak.
Dude, he's actually... like, and I know... I think it's partially because of his injury last year. When you tear a pec, like, it screws with you
mind.
A bit.
Yeah, like you're always thinking about, far, I don't want to really extend my arm or do something.
Yeah, no, it's just and taking a long break from league will make you a bit shonky defensively. But he got targeted hard, but no one's going to remember that because Nathan Cleary got him a win and Critter got him a win, you know, and they won. Nobody remembers that Sheffy win, bro.
Nah, of course.
If Ben Hunt dropped the ball and they won,
no one
will talk about the drop
ball. Ben Hunt becomes an icon.
Nobody will talk. But now that dropping the ball off kickoff is forever known as a Ben Hunt. Because he dropped it and he lost. And But yeah, I just hate every time I watch Ashley Klein referee or Jared Sutton referee, those two, they're the stars of the show. Yeah. What are they think they're, it's like they, when they see themselves on camera, it's an ego it's a power trip for them, cuz. If Adam G ref the game, do you know what Adam G looks like? Well, if I saw Adam G on the street, I wouldn't know what he looks like.
I don't know what he
looks like. And I've spoken about this on Hello Sport. That's why he's the best ref, because you don't even know what the guy looks like, because he doesn't call shit unless he has to.
He vanishes it within the game.
And I will say one thing. Todd Smith has been improving, the ranger.
He's been better, yeah?
Well, he's been getting better. He's actually been improving.
What about Ziggy?
Ziggy doesn't gets one game a week, and it's the game I don't want to watch. But Ziggy doesn't get that many games. He's usually a touchy. But I'm telling you, bro, Todd Smith, the ranger ref, while he was so bad last year, he's slowly getting better.
He's improved.
Jared Goff, when he's not, I think he's good in the bunker, and I think he's good on the field. What's his name? The other little, he's got spiky Goff. Hair.
Greg
Grant Atkins, cuz. Voila, what a... These guys are better than Ashley Klein and Jared Sutton. I don't care what anyone says.
But Jared Sutton and Ashley Klein will get the big games.
They get the big games, bro. But and Adam G got the grand final, and it was the best grand final in ages, bro.
That was very, very well riffed.
Look, when I finish watching a game, whether it's the ones I've been to the Bulldogs this year or Panthers, when I look at the good games I've watched this season, I'm not thinking, oh, you know, that, like the ref. Like, you know, you don't think about it. And
you don't want to think about
it. And my issue is that now Ashley Klein's had all three origins. He just had first versus second. Right, the grand everyone was calling that the grand final preview. Like I'm so worried he's going to get the grand final, and it's going to ruin it, because this year has been such a good comp in terms of, you know, competitiveness. And then when, like, everyone's keen to see what this grand final will be. Maybe the Bulldogs, maybe Panthers, Melbourne again.
They let you cook today, maybe, man. Roosters. They let fucking Flexi cook today, bro.
Right, maybe Roosters, and then we're going to just go, oh yeah, I'm going to blow a penalty. Oh no, nah, we're not going to worry about that head high. How about both of you go to the bin. Yeah, sorry for the swearing. Yeah. I'm just very passionate, and I hate this just constant bullshit of reffing.
And you know what?
Can we just say one thing? If we get demonetized, it's his fault.
Yeah, no, he's editing.
I'll fix it all.
No,
up.
Listen to me. Like, even when you're a bottom team, like you have been winning, right? We were a bottom team in the last couple of seasons. Tigers are a bottom team. When I watch these games,
bottom teams get done.
I'm watching Tigers versus Cowboys. I don't care about anyone right now, right? Simbin penalty. I'm like, bro, cuz, all right, like, the fatigue, all right, like, they might lack some discipline, but it's not, it doesn't need three repeat sits in a row. Like, it's actually insane, bro. When I watch it, I'm like, bro, how do I even imagine I'm a player and I can just hear, I just defended 14 tackles. Bro, are you serious, bro? What happened?
Yeah. And
I was 1 meter in front of you, bro. But then when it's like a Sharks or like another team, whoever it is, Manly. Oh, yeah, it's fine. No, the one offside. Like, even the Newcastle game, bro. We'll talk about the Newcastle game. Like, I was watching it. Ponga kicks a field goal. But I think it went in because everyone celebrated. And then the ref's like, nah, you blocked the runner.
And the guy was not... He was standing still. It was
brother,
not...
Brother, they were offside.
Yeah.
So, if you're going to call something, don't call this when this happened and this happened and this happened before. Go, all right, you called this, walk. Like, go back to that. I don't understand. It doesn't make sense, bro.
Well, like, can I just say one thing? Now everyone is... The blocker was standing still. He was standing still.
He was standing still.
Because now every time someone's going to take a field goal, well, I will just run into the blocker. Run into the blocker and sell it. Do what Jamie Sauer did.
When do they implement these rules? Like, we've never heard of this rule all year.
Oh, my.
Right before the finals.
And not only that, they're starting to complain about touching the ball with, like, when playing the ball, like, people aren't touching the ball.
Yeah, I know.
If they bring, like, I hope to God they don't, but if they bring that rule in for finals... Like,
dude, you do not like. All right, listen. I'm gonna use an example from a video game, but it will make sense, brother. They League of Legends in season 5, cuz, so 10 years ago, they released a patch that changed half the game, 1 week or 2 weeks before the World Championship, cuz it was chaos. Everyone was all the shit that they changed. The pro players, they didn't know what the fuck was going on. They were just. Shit was so unbalanced.
The pros, like the people that usually know how to play this game.
They changed the whole game 2 weeks before World Championships, bro.
That's not right.
So, everything was a mess. And if you change stuff and you don't give teams the time
coaches,
to adjust.
Coaches, like...
Because, Walla, there should be a point in the season. Walla, no changes. No changes. Because the rule book is this thick, cuz.
The rules are starting to, like... It's twister, cuz. You're there and you're there and you're... But if that happens first, so I'm watching a game, I'm like, but Isn't that a knock on? Like,
Walla, the game used to be so simple. It used to be so simple. And Walla, they changed every...
Because
one thing I've seen, been for 5-6 years, rule book, black and white obstruction. No, you get obstructed, you run this side of the shoulder, that's it, khalas. Doesn't matter if you're 100 meters away from the play. And now all of a sudden they're using their brain.
Now.
Three weeks before finals, 4 weeks before finals. Now, and they don't say nothing, they don't tell no one. But now all of a sudden, black and white isn't black and white. This bunker ref calls it black and white, and this bunker ref calls it black and white. And then we got these two now, I don't know how many exactly, but there are instances now where they're using their brain.
This is why I say...
I like the using your brain.
Yeah, we all do, but let's be consistent.
But you don't tell anyone you're going to start using your brain after we just went by the rule book. The amount of tries that should have been tries that weren't given because some manuk was impeded... Five players wide from the play, you know what I mean? 20 meters away from the play, and he's been impeded. Now they're saying Nathan Cleary wasn't going to have an impact on that play. I think that's bullshit, cuz. I think that's complete bullshit.
Yeah, it's just
I don't think he's going to save the try, cuz. But they've always said, as long as you're close, like they always say, if you run it this side of the shoulder and deny old mate a chance to make a play,
it's obstruction.
It's an obstruction. And then all of a sudden now, and like they did last week with against Parramatta.
Against Parramatta.
They're using their brain now. Pick one.
That's
like
what we want.
Pick one. Because it's like these two bunkers got one training session and these two got the other training session. Voila, just put them all in the same class. Teach them one thing. Pick one. I would pick use your discretion as a fully functioning human being with a brain. If you see a guy... who's going to have zero impact on the play gets impeded.
It should be fair play. Go on.
It should be fair play.
Try. Go score.
If it's a guy like in front of the defender and they're setting a pick and roll, all right, then you call it.
All right,
but we've told us, buy the book.
But Brad, this book.
No warning.
But Fred.
3 weeks before the, four, five Fred, weeks before finals, now they can use their brain.
Page 4 of the book and page 30 of the book.
Contradict each other.
They go like this. You can't pass the ball forward. You can pass the ball forward. What? Like, I'm making an example.
Well,
but
remember,
all these pages and all these rules and all these laws, and we somehow, we've been watching the game for how long? These people, our uncles and brothers and nephews, and everyone's been watching the game how much before us, your dad and this and that. Like, if you sit them down to watch the game, they're going to trip the hell out. Like, what the hell am I watching, bro?
I
know. What the hell is that? Ooh, six again. Like, it just contradicts itself, and we still don't have a forward pass technology.
I know.
We still don't have that.
Bro, like, there's VAR,
You can win a grand final off a haymaker of a ball if the ref did this and the linesman did that.
Well, look at the Warriors-Broncos game, where Reece Walsh played for the Denver Broncos for the first time, threw the ball forward.
Tommy Walsh.
And not only consistency, don't do it 4 weeks out from finals.
Yeah, if you're going to do something... we're happy to live with... for the rest of the year because we got used to when off-season comes, the players, the coaches, the staff, the refs, everyone can get on the same page.
We need reform, lad. Make this, consolidate this rule book, this stick...
Because we need one thing. We need Gus Gould to be.
Literally, just go on the ChatGPT and go make this into dot points and make it simple. That's all you need to do.
Anyway, so Melbourne were the better team?
I don't think so.
I think they were the better team after Cleary went off.
Question.
Cleary was a big factor.
Well, so Nathan Cleary's going to...
Should the Dragons sign him?
You deserve to lose because you conceded up the guts. Your seventh try in the middle all year to a guy this tall.
Yeah, that was bad.
All right, and it's like he didn't even get touched. Yeah, and you had an extra man. All right, so because they scored with that a man down, you deserve to lose.
But there's been signs for Perrineff.
Tyron Wishart,
is he a good half? You rate him as a good half?
He's played very, very good this year.
Okay, do you think the Dragons should grab him? And keep him as Ben Hunt's successor when Ben Hunt goes?
I don't know about Ben Hunt. I think he'd be really good next to Ben Hunt, but obviously they have Flanagan there. I like Jesse Marschke, cuz, and they haven't lost with him.
He's a good player, yeah.
Yeah, but he gets no game time.
Little's
and
good
Little,
player,
Little's not going to play next year, cuz. Yeah. He'll be off the bench.
Damien Cook.
So if I'm the Dogs, we don't really have we have Bailey Haywood for backup hooker, but if Little's available, well, I'd get him.
I like Little. I think he's
Tyron
Wishart.
Wishart should go to a team like, because Foran's going to probably retire at the end of the season. I think he'd be a really good shout at the Titans.
Yeah, that'll be a
him
good
signing. Him and Jaden Campbell would be good, and Tyron Wishart would run the show. He could be like Toby Sexton for them, even though they had Toby Sexton. I think he'd be a better fit at the Titans, and I think he really suits everyone around him. And but then again, it's just, he's like, he could be like the next Nico Hines in terms of, you know, Melbourne player, plays a big role in a really good team,
goes somewhere else for
a starting gig, you know. So yeah. I actually really like what I've seen from Tyron this year, and I think he could really help a lot of teams a lot.
Yeah, I'd like to say, when I first I didn't really rate him at the beginning, but Munster was gone and everyone was gone, he was the bloke that stood out for Melbourne.
Yeah, he looked like Munster. He looked like Zinchenko.
Zinchenko and Munster from Wish.
He looks like Sid the Sloth. But but they got Pezzet, I think, that's going to replace Wishart after. And they're really focusing on keeping Pezzet.
They really like that Pezzet. He's a good player. I rate him too, bro. Yeah. Boys, Cowboys, we call them frauds. I've got a question for you quickly. Are they peaking at the right time? They are, yeah? Now, let's talk about old mate Clifford. Because Chad Townsend gets dropped, right? And it becomes like a worldwide article. Everyone starts talking about it. Obviously, because it's Chad Townsend.
I don't know why so many people hate Chad.
I like Chad. I really don't hate him.
He's a big Totties guy. I love that meme. That I'm a big this guy and big that guy. I don't mind Chad. But there's no doubt in my mind that Jake Clifford is a better player. And I think Jake Clifford and Tom Dearden are a better mix.
I think Chad was quality before, but I think he's fell a lot. He's
old
out,
now, man.
He's older.
And you know what, bro? He's on big money, man. He's on big dosh. I see why they probably got rid of let him go. And Jake did a wonderful job, bro. Jake did a great job, bro. He was.
I miss watching him play. It's been a long time since we watched him play, bro.
That's his best game of his career, in my opinion, man. And I like what I saw from him last game. And I think that could be a... That's their hidden card cards, and I think he could fix a lot of the issues that they had with Chad.
Is he a natural seven? Like he's
Tom Dearden?
Clifford.
Yeah, but I feel like Tom Dearden's still running the show, cards. Tom Dearden was a natural seven. He sort of had to adjust to the six, but I think Tom Dearden is really good when he runs the show. Same as Sam Walker.
I'm a big Tom Dearden fan, lad.
I'm too, bro.
I really like that guy.
He scored like four games in a row or something.
If my club offered him money, and I'll be like with a smile. I'll be like, yeah. I know he's a gun. I already know it. I know he's young. But he doesn't have to prove shit to me. I know what he can do. I really like
another Broncos prospect, bro.
Yeah, bro. Broncos got rid of a lot of people, bro. Mm-hmm.
They always have a lot of people coming through, but
they do as well.
Who do you reckon? Obviously, Brisbane has Mem.
I think Tom Dearden's better.
Dearden's better.
Dearden's all day.
As a pure six, like I know Ezra Mem
Ezra Mann is like, he's so entertaining, but like him and Walsh, like it's so fun to watch them. And it's like, bro, once they start, you're screwed, lad. But sometimes when you want to win big games and you want to go to those big moments, you know how it is.
You need smart players.
You need a cool head, bro. You need a bloke that's... Bro, in Origin, Dearden is playing, like, replacing Cameron Munster. Like, that's the biggest shoes you can ever fill as a Queensland player in this era. He gets in there and he just puts everyone in their back. But I'm a Blues fan and I'm watching like, fuck, this guy's so good.
But yeah, Wale's
so good. And it's not only for that. It's not like he got this aura because of Origin. It's like even for the Cowboys, he's unbelievable.
His defense is crazy, bro.
He's not normal. Well, he's small, bro.
He makes mad hits,
I don't know
bro.
How big he is, but he looks like...
He nicked Liam Martin, I remember, in Origin as well.
Yeah, he pumped Liam Martin, bro.
But yeah, pumped him, and now he hasn't played ever since. No, I'm joking.
He's like...
Nah,
but I really, really rate Dearden. I think he's better than... I think
the Cowboys
is way better than Israel.
Cowboys are a really good team, but just like us, their forward pack is... a bit light. Their back rowers are good, like us. It's like the same. Like I just don't... that forward pack, if they versus the Roosters or some shit like that, I just think they're going to get belted.
Yeah, but
I think they've beaten everyone in the top eight except for Manly.
They've done very well, bro. Literally, where they were, we're calling them frauds, bro. But I still get that vibe from them.
Because it just...
They lost last week, didn't they? The week before.
Yeah, they lost the Broncos by like 40.
Yeah, they got pumped by Broncos. Yeah, I don't know, man. But this finals race, bro. Like, even you got Nathan Cleary. Nathan Cleary's coming back, yeah?
That's
the question I wanted to ask. Do you think they can win the grand final without him?
No.
Well, no. Look, I'll be frank. Probably not. Look, I like Luai in seven. You know, Jack Holler, Brad Schneider in the six. But Cleary just has that X factor and that switch that like not any of the other
big
like,
game
and the goal kicking.
The Panthers players benefit off Nathan Cleary's switch, 100%. But they don't the have aura. It themselves. Yeah. So
aura, lad.
It's literally aura.
I think got it's presence, you know what I mean? Well, boys, Sui's just dogged us because he's got Marcus.
Mate, he's got the biggest... Like, bro, you
he's got Marcus, bro. Here. Yeah, he's got he's like Karaz, bro. He needs to go vomit.
If this was 4D or 8D, you know those 8D cinemas, you would be feeling it. What he was in. That tomb was too much for him, bro.
Yeah, he's got to get. Nah, he had somewhere he had to be. We took too long to eat chicken and you know Zhej. And how are you, Flax?
I'm good, bro.
Why are we acting like we just started? Like, yeah, anyways,
we were talking about.
We're about to talk about the Wet and Wild game, bro.
The Wet and Wild, or the Parramatta Eels, bro. Man, that slip that Dylan Edwards had where he went 20 metres.
And he was just pissing himself laughing after Ray, bro.
They were having a...
I literally... Like, a single drop of rain had not come. And I named my stream title Wet Weather Footy Incoming. Because, dude, when I went... I was shooting hoops outside before my basketball game. Before the NRL game started. I always like to shoot some hoops, you know, around 5:30 daylight savings time, you know, clear my mind. It's like my zen. It's like my zen, you know, chill out. Nothing more chillaxing for me. Nothing more relaxing for me than sinking some buckets, you know what I mean? So, and I'm looking up at the sky and I'm like, what the hell am I looking at? It was black, like black clouds. Like the clouds were as dark as I can get and I'm seeing... And as soon as I think that, I just hear like the big ass lightning. And I'm like, uh-oh, there's going to be some wet weather footy. And then it was raining so much at that Manly game that I couldn't even see. It looked like TV static on my screen. And then again, that Parramatta game, bro, it was just chaos. Wet weather everywhere. And I love wet weather footy, but that was bad, that was like, bro, you ever watched
the state of the art stadium too.
Yeah, you ever watched The Longest Yard?
No, but
what?
Bruh.
The Longest Yard, bro. There's this scene where the it's basically a jail, like a prison, yeah, and it's like a football game. They're gonna have a football game between the convicts and the guards, the prison guards. And the prison guards are getting scared, so they wash out the field that they're gonna train on the day before the game, and then the boys, like the convicts, just have a game in the wet. Like puddles everywhere and it's all muddy and everything. And that's what last night, you know, the Friday night games made me think of. It was just a lot of fun, bro.
I was on my way to work and I just see the lightning. I'm like, there's games in the city tonight. Get to work and they have the big screen in the sports bar. And all I see is just a downpour for the Roosters game. And you're thinking, this is a state of art stadium. Hainsey said something about it only lasted 10 minutes. Bro, that looked like it was raining, torrential rain for like a week.
Australian weather, man, it's crazy, dude. My 21st was out. So I told everyone to get here at 6:30. At 5:30, because I still have a photo, it's blue skies. House is clean. I took a photo. I'm like, man, I can't wait for this to start. At 6:30, it was like Noah's Ark level flood. Like it was, my whole house flooded because... We weren't initially going to have people inside the house, but we had no choice because my undercover area was flooded, you know what I mean? And it was just so chaotic, and that's what it reminded me of, bro. It was fine, nice weather. It wasn't cold at all on Friday, and then it just neck minute, pissing down rain. But it leads to some funny moments, bro, and that Dylan Brown slide, and Tom Young, bro, he's the goofiest bloke. He that has so many goofy moments, and whenever it rains, bro, even though he's got a hat trick, bro, he made a couple errors and a couple, like, he's slipping over left, right, and center. And he had that error where he, like, went between his legs and just went out of bounds. Like, he's so goofy, man, but he's a good player, but Dom. When he wants to be, he's good. He has that one game every now and then that he looks like he's high.
As you said, he's the Rapinoe, like, cousin, pretty much. He has a good game, or he could have the most shocking game. Like
Best player on the field or worst player on the field, bro? There's no in-between for Dom Young, but, man, he was pretty good against Para. And some of his finishing is just insane. Like, there are tries that only Dom Young can score. And, of course, we needed the Sharks to win, yeah? I didn't watch this game because I felt like absolute crap. I woke up on the wrong side of the bed on Sunday. Halfway through the Dragons game, I'm like, I just can't. I can't. I gotta have a nap or something, bro.
You gotta have a rest, bro. You gotta just rejuvenate.
Yeah, but I've rested plenty this week. But sometimes you just don't have it in you, and I don't like streaming when I don't have it in me. You know what I mean? But Of course, when we need the Sharks to lose, they just find a way to win. Like last week, they looked like freaking Melbourne Storm from 2012, bro, and decked freaking Titans. Like, we didn't even break a sweat.
Well, I think then
for sure, when I saw Dan Akerson taking the 2 points down eight, and I'm like, bruh, thank you so much, man, because, like, I don't think that's a smart play, but it ended up working for him.
Mate, I'm always against taking the goddamn two.
They took the two down eight, bro. We saw Melbourne do it earlier this year. And Melbourne they made did them look it to Manly,
and they f***ed
But it actually paid off because Ronaldo scored. He was this close from going out of bounds, by the way. Ronaldo scores, they tie it up, and end up winning the game. And I'm like, you got to give him credit, bro, because they've missed a lot of players, the Sharks, and I want to give him credit here because they have done well the last few weeks to get a result. They were terrible against the Rabbitohs, but still got a win. And last week, they were amazing. And even though their completion rate was complete and utter trash this game, at one point, it was like 60%, 58%, something like that. They still managed to get it done against Newcastle. And that pretty much ends Newcastle's season as well, which is a bit depressing.
Yeah, it does.
I don't know what the ladder's looking like, but if they won that game, they're in that eight conversation.
Well, they win that game, they're ninth behind the Dragons. Obviously... a lot of the bottom eight teams really needed the Dragons to lose that game to the Titans, and that for looking at the ladder, that top six is locked in.
Yeah,
there's no Cowboys as well.
I think that seven is locked in because Cowboys have the bye.
They have the bye this week, which puts them up to 32.
Yeah, no, I think it's the only spot in contention was that eight spot. Yeah. Now the Dragons versus the Sharks in a massive game, but because the Dragons won this week. That probably means they're going to lose next week. Because they are on it. I call it the Atlanta Hawks run.
Atlanta Hawks.
Because the Atlanta Hawks had like a 20-game streak of win-loss in the NBA last season.
Didn't it have like a... It was like halfway through the season and they had the exact same win.
Yeah.
Exact same loss.
But no, they literally went 20 point games. Five. They are 0.5. 0.500 or 0.500 as I was to call it in the NBA where win-loss. Like they didn't win or lose two in a row for like 20 games, which is a quarter of it. I think it was even more than that. And they love 500. Dragons right now love 500. They love winning and then losing and then winning and then losing and then winning and then losing. They haven't lost two in a row in ages, but they haven't won two in a row in ages.
It's
just a win-loss. So money's on the Sharks next week this week because, man, they're going to lose if the pattern continues.
Well, yeah.
We'll get into the tips now.
I was going to say, let's get into the tips because... Just before we do, I just want to go in. Brisbane are still a chance without Reece Walsh. It's still a chance. So, looking at your top eight, you have the Cowboys on 30 points. They're going to go to 32. Dragons versus Sharks, they're on 28 points. So, you have the Dolphins as well. Who do they have?
Storm, I think. Do they have Storm?
Yeah, and they're on 26 points.
And they have a bad game next week too, I think.
Yeah, I think they actually have...
Like, the Dolphins needed to win that game.
Dolphins have... Oh, no, they have the Broncos after that, and then they have...
But then they need to win that.
And then they have the Knights, so...
Oh, that's two guys that are in... So, are the Knights on the same points as the Dragons? Sorry, at the same points as the Broncos, or one below?
The Knights are on 24 points. So, if Dragons lose this week, there's still a chance, because they're two games behind.
Okay, they need to... And then that game against the Dolphins comes in clutch. All right, let's go for the tips this week.
Let's go for the tips, bro.
So, I was just yapping. You know, boys, I love yapping.
We love a good yap. So, we've got the West Tigers versus the Manly Seagulls at Leichhardt.
Oh, Leichhardt changes things, because they've been actually playing all right there, but I don't see the... Man, if the Tigers win two in a row... God, the spoon bowl. Spoon bowl round 27 is going to be crazy. But I'm going to go Manly 13 plus here because I really do like what I'm seeing from Manly right now. Shout out to Luke Brooks. Luke Brooks back to Leichhardt. Do you reckon they'll boo him?
Nah, they won't boo him. It's crazy. He's in finals football.
I know, for the first time ever. Career, I know.
Finals football. So do you reckon he'll sink under pressure?
Nah. Because the pressure isn't on Luke Brooks. If they lose, the problem with when he was on the Tigers, if they lost, it's Luke Brooks' fault. Because he's the big money man. If Manly lose, there's three guys they'll blame before they blame him. Yeah. They're going to blame Tommy, they're going to blame DCE, and they're going to blame Jake.
Yeah.
Before they blame Luke Brooks. That's what I think. Maybe not Jake, because Manly fans love Jake. But And but NRL fans in general will blame Tom and Daly before they blame Luke Brooks, because it's not like they were doing anything last year either. Yeah. I think Luke Brooks, without a doubt, makes them a better team.
Absolutely. Friday's games, we got the 6 p.m. game, the Warriors versus the Bulldogs. Go media.
Yeah.
Sean Johnson Stadium.
I'm actually going to go Warriors 1-12 here.
Warriors 1-12?
Yeah, I don't think we're going to be bringing... I just think we're going to be lacking size in the middle.
All of Bulldogs' hopes lies on Nocci. Nocci?
Nocci, yeah.
Nocci. All of the... All
shout
of
out
the
to Nocci, bro. Nocci
he hasn't tipped
dogs.
Against Shad all
if,
since...
If Nocci, yeah, but we're on a win streak too.
Yeah.
And if Nocci... Listen, man, if Nocci... If you pick the dogs, I'm changing my tip. But for now... And I don't have the lineups because we're doing this on a Monday. So I don't know what our front row is looking like, but I just don't expect Curran to play. I don't expect them to rush Max King back. So we're going to be running with Jamin Salmon at prop. So
we've got the Broncos versus the Eels at Suncorp, bro. Look, the odds heavily favour the Broncos, but come on, like, I don't know. This Eels team...
It's at Suncorp?
It's at Suncorp with no Reece Walsh. They're, like... They've been putrid and just...
Yeah.
Who's their backup fullback?
Tristan. Saylor.
Oh, he's...
He's all right. Arguably. He's not... I don't think he's that good, but, like, he's good. He's good for a backup.
Yeah.
I just feel like... Who did Parramatta lose to this week?
Roosters.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm thinking Parramatta here.
Yeah, $3.25 odds, bro.
I'm going to go Parramatta 1-12, but I'm going... If the Broncos win, it's it's an Adam Reynolds and Tony Staggs masterclass again.
Yeah, I
actually want the Broncos to win this one, but because I want, and I'm hoping I put the curse on the Eels.
I'm going to go Broncos 1-12. Saturday, we got the Raiders versus the Panthers, 3 p.m. game in Canberra. Bro,
Canberra are cooked, bro. They're cooked.
Well, they can still make the finals. They lose this, they're out.
Yeah.
You know my stat, bro. Panthers don't lose two in a row.
That's true. They don't lose two in a row. So I'm going to back Penrith. I'm going to back them 13 plus here.
Right, last time we played them, there was like, he put 50 on it, and I expect nothing less. Yeah. No Cleary, though. Like, I don't care.
Nah, Jerome, bro. The problem is you just got to take Fogarty out of the game.
Yeah.
You got to take their forwards out of the game, and your forwards love a game against Canberra and
Liam
Parramatta.
Martin back this week, too. So that's just
That's a big boost. That'll help you attack a lot, bro. But, yeah, I'm going to go Penrith 13 plus here.
Yeah, oh, Panthers all the way. Storm versus the Dolphins, Amy Park, Melbourne.
Bro, they're going to win by like 14. Melbourne are going to do just enough to win.
You reckon Melbourne don't flog them?
Like, I always think they're going to flog them, but Melbourne haven't been flogging people that much this year.
Nah.
They haven't been flogging that many people this year. They just do enough to win, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm going to go Melbourne 13 plus. TK's here, but you can't see him.
You have to get into this camera, TK.
Yeah. No. Scooch over, bro. Why are you scared of Flax, TK, bro?
Get on the camera, bro.
Ever since he went
Lebo,
bro, I can't do it.
Here we go.
See, he doesn't have a do-rag on this time, boys.
We're doing tips, huh?
We're doing tips.
Let's go. So,
what are we up to?
We're up to Rabbitohs versus the Knights at Acor on a Saturday.
God, no.
At least it looked like there's a crowd there.
Will it? I'm going to go, wait, Knights?
Yeah. South Knights.
Knights 13 plus here.
What do you reckon?
Yeah, same.
Yeah?
Bro, they lost to the Tigers, bro.
They're fucking shit. Sundays, Titans versus the Roosters at Cbus Super Stadium.
The Hot Box. Yeah, I got to go Roosters 13 plus here. I think they're going to hit their stride now.
Yeah.
Right before finals, they always do.
They're
the Titans are a bit cooked now.
Yeah, they're
gone. They're gone.
Completely out.
Yeah, like mathematically.
Mathematically,
out.
It's all mathematically. Yeah.
So
Roosters.
I can't back them here. But it's their.
I want them to.
But Foran 301st game. Like they get to celebrate his 300. I can't wait to see what they do. He's a champion, bro.
Absolutely, bro. It's sad to see him. Like, you know, he's towards the end of his career.
Yeah.
He's done so much. Game of the round. Dragons versus the Sharks, 4 p.m. Wind Stadium.
This is going to be an easy one because they won last week. So they're going to lose this week. So Sharks 1-12.
Sharks 1-12. It's the way it goes.
And I think Sharks are playing well despite having a lot of people missing, but I think they're getting Trindle back this week. So, and Atkinson's been playing good. So I'm going to go the Sharkies here. 1-12.
We don't lose at the gong.
You always lose at the gong.
We don't lose at the gong. That's my theory this year.
What happened when you lose Panthers? Like, can you remind me?
Yeah, they never left second gear, bro. What happened when you versed? We needed an exemption last year to fill the team and you still lost to us.
That doesn't count. We don't lose at the gong. Nah, honestly, I think just because of how close we are to making the top eight, I think we're going to win two of our last three games. Honestly, I don't know if it's going to be Para and the Raiders that we win or we this game against the Sharks lose a game and then lose. I think we'll win two out of our last three.
If you're going to lose one of the games, it's going to be this one.
Yeah.
And Sharks are in really good form. They're playing the right way.
I watched them yesterday, man. And
I know they look like shit, but they still got the win, right?
They did.
And they get tripped.
But a better team.
But I watched your second half last week, man, like this week, man, and the second half wasn't that good.
Yeah, but we held out the Titans. First half was held out the Titans the whole second half. I know Jaden Campbell scored, but look at
that
the way
that was AIDS.
Like,
yeah, I know.
Everyone just stopped.
Bro, what did you think? I just want to ask you a question. What did you think after that first try that Titans scored, bro?
Do you know when you're watching your team and like you'd have understood not this year for you, but like previous years when you watch something happen and you go, gonna be a long day.
Yeah. Like there are games I'm like, I'm looking at the way we're playing, I'm like, I'm gonna turn this game off about half an hour, aren't I? And yeah, that was like, but Kenny, man, you know, he's like, he's only a little bloke, bro. He's only like 5'9", he's listed at.
No, what?
And he made 350 meters, man. What a unit, bro.
That second half of Titans, I think they should have put more points on us. So yeah. They had so much ball and like, that's so much field position.
The possession in the first half.
Yeah, there was a point when I think we didn't get past a halfway for the first 20 minutes of the second half.
Yeah.
Like with the ball in hand, everything was heart was kicking inside the 40, because I know the wind played a big factor. But
the wind was wonky, bro. Like, bro, I've seen that kick bounce. Like your first two tries had to have been two of the biggest flukes I've ever seen in my life. All right, I just couldn't believe what I was watching. Like that, Luciano Lelu was making a line break off a kickoff that bounced up over everybody. Wollongong win, bro. Wollongong win.
That's right.
But no, I think that's gonna be a mad game. But I gotta go the Sharkies. But
I think our first 20 would determine how that game goes. I think if Sharks do what, like I thought Sharks would do this to the Knights yesterday because they got out of the blocks real quick, and then it's just like the Knights found their feet. If we can stop the Sharks from getting out of just starting quick, I think we have a real good shot at it.
I think if your defense holds up, you guys win that game.
Is that the last game?
It's the last game of the round, bro.
Whoa, that's a good last.
That's what
game.
I'm saying. Game of the round. Last game of the round.
If we win that game, I'm feeling really very.
Now, game of the round, I think is going to be our game because Sean Johnson's last Sean New Johnson. Zealand home game and Sean Johnson Stadium and.
Aren't they versing the Sharks next week, and that's his last game against the Sharks?
No, I think this is his last New Zealand game.
It's his last New Zealand game, but
that's why they named it Sean Johnson Stadium.
This is their first game at home since he announced his retirement.
Yeah,
so sort of against you guys,
yeah, it's always against us, and we always verse them at the worst possible time.
You think you get up?
Nah.
Not legit.
Because I actually don't think we. I think we only have one prop. We have one prop. Like Curran, I think they're going to rest him. And Max King, they're not going to rush him back when we already made finals.
I haven't seen
the lineup. I need to see the lineup. I think Curran playing against these old team is always going to be really good.
Yeah.
But we need him. Like, we need him and King. And if we lose both versus their pack is actually doing a really good job right in the middle.
Look at what their backs have been doing. Like, I think you're a very hard team to crack defensively. Like, obviously, we know.
But they just got everyone back, bro. Montoya's back, Pompey's back. Like, they don't have all these kids playing. They got Metcalf playing in the halves now. I think they got their best possible lineup.
But it's best line still. I know there's a player that have played together before, but it's still got a mash. Like, when you're coming back from any sport, like, you don't understand.
And you look at them in the track record all over the year. They've played better when they're secondary teams.
Yeah, I know. They say that about Sean, right? They say that a lot of the comments that I read, and I do read a lot of them, and I get a lot of comments. A lot of the Wise fans say the team is better when Sean Johnson doesn't play because he loves and he really, really does love a short ball. Sure. If he comes out and starts throwing short balls to freaking Jackson, well, I hope Jackson Ford plays 60 minutes. That guy cannot hold the ball for more than 10 minutes. Like, he goes every 20 minutes, you've got to drop one ball. But, yeah, no Bunty probably as well. So I hope they lose. But if we lose, I'm not mad. But I do want to. We are due a loss, and we've got them, and then Manly, and then Cowboys. realistically, realistically, yeah. we're going into finals three losses.
Let me ask you a question.
You don't want to,
though. I don't want to, no, but it could happen.
A good chance at the top four.
Yeah, not anymore. And with the Sharks winning that one, I pretty much think it puts the.
We've got to
get two more wins than the Sharks. So if we are tied on points, they win on four and against. Their four and against is way better.
It's 46 points, so it depends. If you blow them out of the park and they have a terrible loss. I actually have to ask you a question. Do you think, for the Dogs' sake, do you think it's better if you guys finish in the top four and lose first week of the finals, or if you lose now going into finals? What do you think's better for the Dogs?
No. For sure, without a doubt, getting top four is the best, because it guarantees us. We get to see what we're really made of against Melbourne. I think we can snag a win against Melbourne in Melbourne, and we've done it before. We nearly did it this season. If we had Toby Sexton playing that game, we do beat them, and we do beat you, in my opinion, both away. I would love that, and I think we match up really well against Melbourne. But I would like fifth. I would like to verse them round one, because I'm not scared of them whatsoever. Really, because historically, we've always been your bogey team. And I think you guys played really well in that first half, and we were still winning. You know what I mean? And I'm like, out of all the teams that can make the eight, I'm scared of them the least. Or the Dolphins. I'm more scared of them than the Dolphins, but that's saying something about the Dolphins.
I think just being the team in the finals, I think fourth is good, because even if you lose, it's experience, right?
Yeah.
And it fires you up more than anything else. Like, there's nothing worse. I don't think you want the pressure of being knocked out early. I know that's something you have to do.
Well, that happened.
Top four, like, even if you go, and have a good old crack and you just catch whoever finishes first in a bad place, get a week off.
My way of thinking is, I'm trying to duck the Roosters. Because I'm a believer that we are match up into the Roosters the worst. If they have their full forward pack, I'm very, very worried about them.
So they just run over each?
They're just so big, man. Like, they're units, bro.
As long
so
they're just big, they're feet.
Yeah, bro. Terrell May and Jared Rhea Hargraves and Spencer Linu. Like, we yeah, and you know what I mean? Like, they are.
They got the butcher
and boys. Angus and the Butchers and all right, relax, bro. All right. Can we have one forward? Like, come on, man. But
he could still be in the mix even as well.
Yeah, no, he's a gun, man. I think they got to play him. And see, they got C on there. Even in the Reggies, they got like Siwa Wong and shit. I'm like, dude, we, hey, I know, man. like, I don't want to verse them, because that forward pack is the direct counter to what we do. Because usually, at the end of the day, there's no substitute for size, man, and speed.
Size and speed. You got speed.
We got speed, and we got mongrel, but at the end of the day, 10 metres away from the line, I'd rather have some size, you know? That's why I don't mind if we go for guys like Nelson and stuff, because they're big. Like, Dogs of War, what do you think of? You think of units, bro. You know what I mean? We need one unit. That's why Stefano would have been hectic, because he's big.
I don't rate Stefano, man.
Well, I'm biased because I watched him when he was like a year under me, bro. Yeah. You know what I mean? So since I was a teenager, I've watched him, bro. So like, he played for Cabra, bro. I'm playing for Mounties, you know what I mean? Like, I'm watching, I saw this guy grow up, bro. We grew up, like, you know what I mean?
At what point was he bigger than everyone?
at all points. But in Cabra, bro, he's probably like the third biggest guy on that team, bro. That's what they do. They get the Westfield boys, you know. But look, I think he would have been perfect and he fit the timeline. But guys like Nelson, I'm willing to take a gamble on for the right price. I do not want to pay Nelson 700 grand a year because he's potentially broken physically. When you're 6'7" plus, your body is way more susceptible to breakdown.
I don't think you get more than 60 minutes out of him on a good day.
We don't need 60. We need 40 good minutes. 20 minutes in. That's it. Sam Hughes does that. He does more when we have to. But he does more because we have one prop on the bench. If we had two props on the bench, Wallah would be...
Split the load.
You know what I mean? That's we get that guy like... Spencer plays 40 minutes max, bro.
Did you take a gamble on RCG?
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Junior as well. But for the right price, I don't want to pay overs.
It's like 750.
No way in the world am I paying 750 for him.
What would you say, 500?
500 max for both either him or Paulo.
Okay.
They're past their prime, bro. They're getting old. Older forwards don't do as good. I'd rather spend two no name forwards for 250-300 each or then get one RCG for 750. That's I'd take a gamble on Big Red. But if the club doesn't like Big Red, if because the report's saying we're not interested anymore, then that means it's a character thing. And Gus, when you hear about how Gus talks about how Seraldo looks at players, right? He's very like, it's like when you're looking for a wife, bro. Like you get one ick, that's it. See you later. That's how Seraldo is, bro. He's very meticulous with how he picks his players. He wants guys that want to buy into the system. He doesn't want an RFM situation again. Where he's complaining every 2 seconds and leaking out information and shit. I'm 99% sure it was him, but... And the same source that told me that, it was Topane that was the whole, you know, court case thing.
Yeah.
You know, I just... He's learnt from that 1 year. And I know everyone is glad he... Because Gus told Seraldo, don't come this year, come next year, which is this year.
Yeah.
But he said, I want to start right away. Cool. And I'm glad he did because he got to... get out all of the dead wood and identify who the issue really problems were.
How quick he did it as well. It's I know. Just one thing that you've got the dead wood out. It's one thing saying, like, look at Power, right, for example, right? And you say Power needed a clear out, right? But how long is it actually going to take him to move a lot of those players? A lot of those players are on big contracts, similar to what you guys had, right? You got them, they want to move Matheson on, they want to move ICG on, they want to move Paulo on. Gutho, people are 50-50 on him. Like, I know he's not going to go anywhere. Moses might go, and that's not someone you want to go. Like, it's...
No, the problem with Parramatta is they paid big money to a lot of players, and now, like 2018, 2017 Dogs, we have this, we get the back-ended contracts hit, and they're old, and they're useless. Or not useless, but they're nowhere near...
They're not going to push to move, because...
Yeah, bro, I'm getting paid mad money. What are you, Greg East was getting paid $850 to play Reggie's every week. that's the dream, bro. You know what I mean? Because to get paid to get paid the most and do the least is every man's dream at the end of the day. John Wall, $37 million a year, bro. He was injured for 4 years. Imagine you did your ACL and you're doing the rehab after 1.5 years later, you slip in the shower and do your Achilles. So he's $37 million a year. Yeah. He didn't play until the fourth year, bro. All right, that's what Greg Eastwood did essentially. $850K a year in 2016, 2017, 2018, living the dream, bro. All right, but the thing is the Dogs have had 3 cleanouts before, but the coach at the time wasn't meticulous and wasn't super anal about the players that he signed. And then we got, guess what? Half the players we bought were dead wood again. You know what I mean? We have signed all of these players, and I can't say any of them are deadwood. Even the guys like Taff and Salmon that I don't really rate that highly, Drew Hutchison, I know for a fact in training,
every week, whenever they
in training, them. They're creating that culture of work hard,
because
the last thing you want is to get replaced. So if you see the guys behind you in the pecking order working harder, it's only a matter of time, bro. And you hear how Josh Adokar and stuff talks about how they speak about guys like Drew Hutchison.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think I saw a clip where Adokar said that he's an inspiration, bro, Drew Hutchison, because he works that hard, you know what I mean? And that's exactly who you want. And that's why when all these utilities were getting signed, I was like, this guy's from a good club, this guy's from a good club, this guy's from a good club, this guy's from a good club. Guess what? Good cultures, guess what? It rubs off on everyone else. And if you ever watched the movie Moneyball, I'm telling you, that's the exact system that we did. We went and signed all these players that were outcasts, bro. Connor Tracy never had a solid first grade gig, bro. In my opinion, last year when he played fullback, when Kennedy was injured, that's when they actually started beating big teams. You know what I mean? That's when they actually started winning games. I think they were better with him at fullback. He comes here. I expect him to start round one, but no, it was tough. And then what do you know? As soon as he took over, gets better every game. Josh Curran. I'm sure a lot of clubs were interested in Josh Curran, but at the end of the day, when you sign a player that's not playing well, and even Josh admitted he's not playing well, you get him for cheaper. From the fucking second that he was signed, Gus Gould said, this kid's a bulldog. Straight away. Like Kurt Mann, bro. Again, overlooked by everybody. The guy played against you, he looked like the greatest lock to ever play the game, bro.
We should take him back, bro.
Yeah, I know. You played him everywhere except lock, bro. But it's the Moneyball signings, bro. Like, nobody rated any of these signings, but I could see the value in them because they come from... Yeah, at worst, they're going to make the culture better. more hardworking. But no, these guys are legitimately contributing to victory.
You're just a better team, you know.
We are better all around, and an extra year of training because they got belted last preseason. They got belted last preseason, and they got belted this preseason. But guess what? They were ready for it, and they had players that were ready for it, and play like they were legitimately complaining. And all the players broke down because they had never had a preseason like that before. They were never training like they did. But Serrado knew with time, all right, you get the right players that buy into the system, that want to do the training, that want to be better, that want to be professionals, and it's all going to rub off. And that's exactly what's rubbing off. You look at the roster, you don't think that this... Look, I did not have us in the eight because we had no forward pack. Brother, this forward pack has been winning more battles in the middle than losing. And I don't understand how it happens besides unbelievable work ethic. And that's why I'm so proud of him. Regardless of what happens, all I know is we've got a couple... We've got one prop coming from England... And we might have another one from somewhere else coming, right? Those two props massively change the whole outlook of the team. Okay, we get a few big boys in, and then we have, you know, young Seve that might be able to contribute next year as well, at most the latest 2026. And you know, like you guys got some big boppers too, but you guys already got your Molos and, you know, and I like Frankie. Who's the older brother? Francis Molo? Yeah, you got... Oh, but the one that's played more games, the one that plays every week is Francis, yeah? I love that guy, bro. Big guy. Look, bro, that guy's all muscle cuts. He looks like the Michelin man. Like, he's just like, he's just a tank, bro. You know what I mean? Like, I'd love a guy like him, but we got to wait for the right one to come around.
Yeah, I think halves and props are probably... Halves and forwards are probably the hardest thing to get in the
competition. That's why you got to build them.
It's hard because you got to pay overs... Like even Stefano, like I know what you guys are talking about Stefano, but I think it was a lot of money.
Yeah.
For a relatively untested, unproven forward, right?
Yeah.
And now you're paying for potential, which can go well, but sometimes just goes against you.
So. Yeah, and that's same as Royce Hunt. I really want Royce Hunt, but if apparently the Tigers are paying $650, I'm like, I was not thinking Royce Hunt was coming that expensive.
You're thinking $400, $500.
Bro, I'm thinking $350, $400 because the guy is not gonna play next year. Like, let's be real.
Yeah.
The amount of props that they have, there is no way he plays next year, and that's why they're trying to get him out the door.
But at the same time, you can make...
Do you want 2/3 of your cap in forwards? That's what their position is right now.
Yeah.
Because, dude, they re-signed everyone except Jack Williams. So, and I would love Jack Williams.
And they just brought in Adam Fanua-Blake.
Yeah, they got Fanua-Blake, and then they re-signed... They got Oregon Kafusi. They re-signed Hamlin Uele. They re-signed... They just re-signed everyone. Toby Rudolph, everyone like that. And I'm just like, there's no place in this team for Royce. As good as he is.
He knows that, but he also knows his value.
He knows his value. He knows a lot of teams are desperate for props, and that's where teams pay overs. And I'm respectfully passing up on Royce Hunt for $650. As good as he is.
$500, would you consider?
Yeah, $500 for our needs. Most teams won't, but considering we require a prop, and I think he'd be perfect off the bench, for sure. But I know a lot of teams think that would be overs. Now the Tigers forking out $650, I don't understand. I don't get that one. Their forward pack is not too bad, bro.
It's their backline that's the issue. And
yeah, but their backline next season is looking all right with Jarrell. I think that was a good signing, but yeah. We went on a yap session at the end, bro.
Yeah, I jumped in and started asking questions.
It's not every day we get TK in here, bro. And like, this was like the OG sessions where we just talk with no real plan, bro. So that was that last bit, bro, after the tips, man, was legit just yapping. And I'm sure you guys will just listen to us yap. We're at that point now. Yeah, I know. And I just fucking miss this bloke, bro.
Dude, football's back. I'm back on camera soon, bro. I'm so jaded.
The last time I saw this guy besides Chard was the charity match, bro. Hey,
when was the last time you two were in finals footy or potential?
Oh, my goodness.
Bro, like this, go back.
2016 for us,
was it? Yeah. Did we knock you out? No, we lost first round that year. I think There was a year that we prevented you guys from making it twice. I remember. There was a couple years we screwed with you, bro.
If there is a team I always want to beat, it's the Dogs. Doesn't matter what. Yeah, you know what? They've done the double on us this year, but If we finished 8th and they finished 5th and were somehow able to conjure a knockout win.
Well, I got a last question.
We'll knock you both out in the green.
If that's going to be at ANZ, bro. Because a lot of people are saying, oh, Belmore, I don't think that. There's no way they're going to have that game at Belmore, bro. As much as cool as it would be, there's going to be 40,000 people that don't get to go to that game. And I know the Dogs are all about this Misori, bro, Mula, the Dosh. All right, they're not gonna miss out on 40,000 extra tickets. All right, they're not gonna miss out on 40. I reckon we'll pull 55,000 people. Like that will be massive.
The last one was 45,000.
That was the Paro game, bro. Yeah. That was a regular season game. If they're not our biggest rivals, but I'd say they're top three rivals. I think we're their top two rivals.
You guys are right next to each other. You guys should be
Sharks. I'd say for us.
I think Sharks would be number one, right?
Yeah.
I think Sharks will be number one. For us, it's Eels number one, I feel like. And then I'd probably go either you or Roosters. We just have that rivalry against the Roosters.
I hate the Roosters.
Because we beat them in the grand final and everything. And I think everyone hates the Roosters. But again, like they're like a secondary rival. Just not area, just because of the rivalry.
Hey, we don't look at this year.
Yeah, that's same as Good Friday, bro. Same as Good Friday, man. Like we just get belted, bro.
I went to that game.
I did too, bro.
Oh.
Aiden with Drew Hutchison.
Sorry, Anzac Day, bro. Anzac Day. I went to that game. I remember sitting down.
Was that the one that you got belted for like 60?
I was like, through my stadium. I was like, I really like it. Because it was the first time I've gone to the new stadium. I was really like what they've done. It's really close to the field. Too close.
Yeah. Have you been to Bank? Have you been to Combank yet? Combank's even better than Allianz, bro.
Steeper, bro. Dude,
if you sit up top, like you got a good seat no matter where you sit in Combank.
That's what I like.
Food is hectic, location is hectic, and it is loud, like deafening, bro. Yeah. Like I've been there with 20,000 people, bro. It feels like there's 40,000. When there's 35,000 people there, bro, it is deafening, bro. I highly recommend going, cuz.
Go to a Panthers game.
Next year they play there, bro.
We got it for 2 years, that home ground.
Yeah, next year they play at Wankfest. At Wankfest. I used to call it Wankfest when it was Bankwest. I think we've got to call it, boys. But hey, shout out to the sponsors. All right, shout out to TK, by the way.
Shout out to TK.
All right, diversity up in this bitch, bro.
I'll be back on cam soon. I can't wait.
I know, Premier League, man. Are you recording tomorrow?
Yeah, we're having a chat about it.
Yeah. What was the verdict, bro?
I think we are.
Okay, well, the boys, False Nine podcast, they're probably going to drop sometime this week.
Yeah, it's been a good break, good 2 month break. Had time to gather our thoughts, but we're back.
Yeah. And look, Anthony's back.
What do you reckon? Do we say something about the other thing, or do we just leave it?
No, we leave that for now. But we got something, we're cooking up something.
Three letters.
Whoa. It has three letters in it. It's something about the three letters, but yeah, we're cooking up something, me, Flax, and a special somebody. But yeah,
you know who you are, you picky
there. Yeah, but it's gonna be hectic, bro. And we got lots of plans for this, bro. We're gonna keep leveling up, and it's been a lot of fun, man. Like I always wanted to start a podcast, and now it's finally all the hard work, bro. Two years, man.
Bro, 25 episodes right now.
It's so much fun, eh? And we've got the office now, bro. We're decking it out, cuz you know what I mean. It's a lot of fun right now, boys, and we had a legit yap sesh today, but this is what happens when Sui isn't there speeding me up, bro.
Come on.
Bro, Sui legit does these ones, bro. Like, you know, like now I don't have to worry about it, cuz. Yeah. But, yeah, no, so False Line, boys, they're going to drop. We're going to drop Tuesday, 6 p.m. this time, surely.
Yeah today, okay. this episode will not be hindered last week.
Delayed, lad, but...
But shout out to Charge, shout out to Breathe Easy.
Shout out
to, you know, Sui, Fred, TK, all the boys.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Shout out to the Tigers. Get that spoon bowl win, round 27.
Look, if there's one thing I want in life, can we actually get that game sold out? Just everyone, go in.
No, it will sell out if it is a spoon bowl, I reckon, bro. Sure. And it's because it's para, dude. But also, shout out to the Wise and Sean Johnson. Regardless of what happens, I still love yous. Except for Andrew Webster, play Bunty.
Play Bunty.
But shout out to all the sponsors. Shout out to all of yous. I love yous all. Yeah, I hope you liked something different today.
Look, it's different, but we like it. You know, it is what it is. We'll just keep going.
Yeah.
And
if you need a place to watch the footy, I stream every single game live on kick.com/hecticfred. So,
mate, go give that guy a watch.
You don't need KO, man. Look, you just need me.
I tell ya, this man, he's so passionate, especially in the Bulldogs games. Go watch him on the Bulldogs end. This man turns into a tomato, bro. Like, he, especially when they're down. So, you want to watch him this week.
Yeah, if we lose this week, come.
Just go watch. It'll be in the link in the description. Enjoy, right, guys.
Enjoy, guys. Have a good one.
Up the Panthers.